Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Bow, bow. Hey, Sam.
Hello, reporting live from my sick bed. What's going on?
Oh, no. I have to say, you got me through my flu last week because I watched all of Hacks, both seasons in a day, because you recommended it a while ago. And thanks for that one.
Loved it?
Absolutely loved it. Jean Smart forever. She is the literal queen.
So good, so good, so good.
What are we talking about today, though?
Okay, so I saw this kind of niche little show pop up on my Neon coming soon list, and I was like, this sounds like a bit of me. It's called The Baby. And it's a horror comedy about a...
Oh, that does sound like you.
Yeah, right up my alley. About a woman named Natasha, played by Michelle de Swart, who I've seen in like British TV shows for years and years and years. She's been around. I couldn't name any of them, I don't think, but she's a very familiar face. And basically this baby falls out of the sky into her arms, and everyone thinks it's her baby. It's like it's rewritten reality, and everyone's like, oh yeah, that's your baby. You've had that baby for years. This is your baby. And the baby is linked to a string of mysterious deaths and maybe a demon baby.
Oh my god. So it's a horror comedy. That can be a very ropeable area of television. Does it live up to both sort of worlds it's trying to invest in?
Well, so I got halfway through and I'm gonna say no. The show starts off with a really interesting premise, and you're really like, oh yeah, cool, okay. And there's some really like interesting set pieces where she like goes to like a kid's birthday party, and she's trying to get the baby to go to sleep, but it doesn't want to go to sleep, and all of these like, you know, traditional being a new mum is so hard, look how hard being a new mum is kind of parallels. But it just kind of loses steam, and I lost interest pretty quickly after the first two episodes where you like discover the mystery, and you're kind of like, well, the jokes aren't really hitting, and it's not actually that scary. So it kind of just like floats around in that middle ground where it didn't really kind of grab me.
Oh, bummer. That's such a bummer, because I have to say, even the premise was like, maybe this could pull me in as a big wuss, a known wuss on this show. Maybe I will watch this. It sounds interesting, but doesn't sound like it really sells it.
No, I think if you're like going to compare it to like recent kind of horror twist shows, like if we looked at, oh my God, what's it called? The pirate rom-com.
Our Flag Means Death, which, yeah, Our Flag Means Death. Not horrific, but it's definitely playing with genre, for sure.
Yeah, and, like, that plays with genre, and it's got, like, a comedy element and a pirate, like, kind of action-y element and a rom-com element. It ties those all together really well, and the stakes are still high despite being really silly.
Yes, totally.
This doesn't match up to how that show matched up, you know? It kind of doesn't blend the genres or take a strong enough stance or critique on the genres to keep people invested, I think.
I think when you are doing what is definitely a genre show, you have to have a pretty good wraparound understanding of those genres you're playing with. And if you don't, the audience can tell, because you don't feel that little kick that you get from it's kind of like Stranger Things, which of course we've talked about plenty over the last wee while, but you know, they get their 80s references so well, and that's what makes the show really work in that world, is they're like, yep, this is the horror season of Stranger Things. You are going to recognize some nods to all these classic movies and these classic tropes, and so people watching it are like, yeah, I'm on board with this. It's definitely different, but we're here for it.
Yeah, and I think like Michelle's character Natasha carries the show really well, but it's quite hard when if you're looking at Children of the Corn or you know, Rosemary's Baby, the babies or the kids themselves are a lot spookier than this child. This child is just like hanging out, and you're like, if there was like more mystery, like, well, there's plenty of mystery around the child, but if you couldn't, maybe if the baby wasn't seen on screen or something, I don't know, it just doesn't like, it doesn't grab you in an intense way. And like her jokes around like being a mom and all that kind of stuff, they're good. I was like, yeah, I just I don't know. It's one of those shows where I was watching it and I was like, I really want to get amongst, but I just couldn't bring myself to finish it, which is unlike me, because sitting at 8 episodes, it's definitely something that I could binge, but it just didn't hit.
Totally. It's an interesting one when you kind of have to give up on a show. So would you recommend people give it a try? Do you think it's going to be something that some people really click with, or is it one to maybe just pass over?
I think maybe like new mums might get a kick out of it, because it speaks to a specific like point in time at which, you know, you've got this new baby that you, you know, haven't dealt with before, and you're like, wow, I am shocked by the realities of motherhood. Maybe that's like the niche where it fits, but that's quite a small niche, you know?
Yeah.
And also there's one character who spends a lot of their time trying to kill said baby. And
that's always going to be a weird thing to watch.
Yeah, it just, you're watching it and like, I imagine if I was a mother, I'd be like, this is just like quite intense for me. I don't know if I'd like it.
Yeah,
But for me, it's just like, this is kind of ludicrous. Like,
chill out.
But there is a really nice episode, I think it's episode 3, where Natasha, the main character, and her sister Bobby kind of have a really interesting dynamic. And I think Bobby, played by Amber Grappi, who plays a woman trying to adopt a baby, she is quite an interesting and fun character. I like what she does with her... she does magic to try to impress a social worker. It's really quite cute.
That is cute. Okay, well, maybe there's something in it for someone, but also you're not giving it a lot of stars going on here.
No, and it's not even bad enough for me to like trash it. It's just like one of those shows that kind of was like, oh yeah.
Oh, that was fine. Yeah. Well, I hope you find something better to get stuck into while you recuperate in bed, Sam.
I'm watching the Fast and Furious franchise.
Oh, brilliant. What? Well, now you're sorted. Well, I hope you feel better soon, and we will see you soon. Sam, have a nice weekend.
Bye, guys. Miss you.
Bye.
Miss you.
You too.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, yeah.